It's called Supporting Our Direct Care Workforce and Family Caregivers Act, designed, says Tim Kaine, to bolster an industry expected to grow by more than a million jobs by 2028. The act would include funds for training, direct care, career development, and for looking at workforce shortage areas.
Talk about a workforce that's been on the front line in the last year and really seen tremendous challenges. We need to provide support because we don't want to see with the direct care workforce what we may be seeing in some other sectors of the economy, which is a shortage of workers.
The workforce bill could become part of the American Family Plan being pushed by the Biden White House, passed perhaps without a Republican vote in the Senate.
We're going to use that same reconciliation vehicle, which has been used often in the past by Democrats and Republicans, to explore a larger investment in families to bring down the cost of childcare, expand early childhood education, expand to bring down the cost of college education and health care.
Many GOP lawmakers call the American Family Plan a too costly boondoggle. Gene Moran, WFIR News.